this. Let's
Okay.
see how controversial we can get. Remember that we will never talk about contemporary politics unless it happens to come up. We're part of Shoftim.
Okay.
Okay, Shoftim, Bishotrim. It talks basically the structure of the government of what would become called the Israeli Republic. Right? The idea of we talk about Melech, Shofet, Kohen, Navi, the Mishkan. All the
Melech,
parts of it.
Shofet, Kohen, Navi.
Okay, and this is talking
Melech.
about specifically the Shofet and the idea of the centralization, that there's a central Shofet. Source one. Ki palei mimcha davar, when things are too hard for you. Lamishpat, in some in judgment, ben dam la dam, type of what, ben din la din, and ben law. Civil law, ben nega nega, and tuma, derei rivot b'sharecha, any disagreement in your gates. Well, then you will get up and you'll go to the place that God will choose, right? The capital. And you will come to the Kohen, who are the keepers of the written law, or the original text of the Torah, and the judge will be there at in that time. All you have is the judges who exist at your time. And you will ask your question. They will tell you what the bar mishpat. They'll tell you what the rule is. And you will do what they tell you in that place. The place God chooses. And you'll be careful and you'll do everything they tell you. According to the Torah they teach you about mishpat and the judgment that they make. You will do this. Do not veer, do not vary from what they tell you, left, right, or left. And the person who will go out and wantonly act, and will not listen to the Kohen or the Shofet, that person shall be put to death. And you will wipe out all this evil from Israel. And that last halacha is not someone just doesn't do what the judge says, but it's called a zaken mamre, someone who has authority, as the halacha is, but goes against the decision of the central authority of the central court. And that's the idea of having some central court that has supreme authority, called the Supreme Court. Right? And the halacha says, "Lo tasur min davar she gidu l'chayu min u'smol." You shall not veer from what they say, right or left. And Rashi says, "Afilo omer l'chal yamin shu u'smol." Even if they tell you that right is left, or small shu yamin, and left is right, you gotta listen. Lo tasur, which bothers me, right? I mean, I can do that. I can tell me that I need to agree with something that I unequivocally know is false. We're supposed to suppress our own intellects, suppose what we say. And the class example of that is the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. You know the story.
Maybe let's hear it.
Let's see. Bo'oshnayim. Okay,
Okay.
talking about the Edim for Rosh Hashanah, for Rosh Chodesh. So two witnesses came, Amru, and they said, Ra'inu bizmano.
The moon.
Saw the moon. The new moon at this time for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah is tonight, tomorrow. But on the next night, which would have been the following night, the moon was not, there was no new moon where it should have been. The Kiblam Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel still accepted their testimony, and they said it was there. And then they didn't see it. It wasn't there the next night. Amar Dosa ben Hyrcanus, Edei Shekarhem. Remember, Dosa ben Hyrcanus said, "No, clearly they were lying." Eich ma'adim al isha sheyolda. How can you testify that a woman gave birth? L'machak kiresa ben shineha, and then the next day, her belly's between her teeth. Right? If she's still pregnant the second day, in other words, there's still no new moon. The second day, obviously, the day before there wasn't a new moon, so. Like she obviously didn't give birth, it must have been lying. Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Gamliel, Ro'eni d'divrecha, tells Rabbi Rusa, Yeshua says, you're right. I disagree with Rav Gamliel, who is the head of the Sanhedrin. And Shelach lo Rav Gamliel. So Rav Gamliel tells Rabbi Yeshua after the decision, say, no,
Wait, he's telling Rabbi Yehoshua, he's telling
the story actually is to Rabbi, it's to
Dusa ben
Rabbi, it's
Hyrcanus.
actually, it's to Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, surely he would say the same thing, Dusa ben Hyrcanus as well. Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Dusa ben Hyrcanus. That clearly is radiating or lying. So
He,
Rabbi Gamliel
he's
says,
agreeing with Hyrcanus,
right.
not Lekabel et HaEdut.
Right.
Okay.
So Rabbi Gamliel says day one was Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Yeshua agreeing with Rabbi Dosa Ben Hyrcanus says no, day two must be been Rosh Chodesh. Okay. So Rabbi Gamliel, head of Sanhedrin, sends to, in this case, it in fact was Rabbi Yeshua, Gozer ani alecha, I demand of
Oh.
you, she tavo etzli b'makelcha u'b'motcha, you have to come here before me with your walking staff and with your money purse. Yom shechel yom ha-kippurim liyot b'cheshbonecha, on the day that you claim is Yom Kippur.
Oh, yeah, I remember this story.
Right? I say that day is the 11th day of Tishrei, right? Your claim is the 10th day of Tishrei, Yom Kippur. No, I'm telling you, say after Yom Kippur, go ahead and come to me before it, right? I want you to publicly violate the day that your claim is Yom Kippur. Okay. And so he discusses about Rabbi Akiva, and he decides he's going to do it. He's going to agree with him. Natal makalo matopi ado. So he took his staff, his purse, his hand, lach liyavne, and went to Yavne, Eitzel Rav Gamliel, v'yom shachal yom kippur, v'yom pechash, and he did it. Okay?
Okay,
Even Rav
this
Gamliel
is
telling
Rabbi Yehoshua is
Rabbi
the
Yeshua
guy. Okay.
is conceding, even though he said Rav Gamliel is wrong, right? You're telling me left is right. There's no way I'm going to do it. So Ramban explains that this doesn't mean we're supposed to blindly accept what the Shofet says. Hey, what is this idea of lo tester? We got to obey. This is Ramban explaining. I don't know what happened here. That's what. Okay. That's what. Oh, there we go. Okay. Afilo tachshov b'libcha. Okay, so what does this mean? Even if you think in your heart, Shem Tovim, you know that we'll call it the Sanhedrin. Obviously, that's a Greek word, it's a little anachronism to apply it to the Torah, but okay, that the Supreme Court in the Makom HaShev HaShem, in this case, it's right, you're Yerushalayim, even if you know in your heart, Shem Tovim, but they're mistaken, but they're Pashut Beinecha, and it is obvious that they're
To
mistaken.
you.
Right. Kasher ata yodea bin mincha u'smocha, just like the difference between right and left. Ta'aseh kimitzvotam. Key thing. You will still do according to their command. But tzorach mitzvah gzot gadol me'od, and there's a great need for this mitzvah. Ki ha-Torah nitna lanu b'chtav. Because we have the Torah shebiktav. Yaduhu shlo yishtavu ha-deyot. And we know that people have different opinions. B'chol dvarim anol din. And in every thing that may come up, machloket, and so therefore arguments are going to happen, and how to interpret the Torah, about Torah, v'taset Torah kama torot, and we'll end up with lots of different Torahs, v'chatach l'nakatuv din, and so therefore the Torah says that you need to decide the rule. The Torah specified the rule, that will have one central authority, that will stand in its place, and that's the final decision. In other words, the Omer Lachal Yemin Shu Smol is about procedure, not about epistemology.
What is that word, v'chatach lanu hakatuv?
Literally, to cut it, to it means in the sense of specified, and made it a cut and dry law.
Oh.
Okay, and that the way the same idiom there being cut and dry. It's cut, specify, you can see
Yeah.
it. There's the rule is that we have to make some kind of decision. So we're going to have one
Okay.
authority, we'll make that decision. And Hashem's saying that's the decision.
What does epistemology mean?
Epistemology is the
Knowledge?
this, this right, the study of how one knows something.
Okay.
I hope I spelled it right. Epistema, yeah. Philosophy examines the nature of knowledge and the extent, the method or grounds of knowledge. Okay, this is not right. So the halacha that today is Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, or this day is Yom Kippur, is not a statement about reality there. It's a statement about decision. So you, when I
Okay.
be a vertical I disagree with, I'm not admitting I'm wrong. I'm entitled to my understanding of the Torah. I am acknowledging that the show faith view is legitimate as well. Right?
Yeah.
And so this in the ideal state that we have some central authority. There is a procedure for deciding halacha l'maaseh. We don't have that today. There's no universal authority, but that's what the ideal was, that there was be some, again, some Supreme Court that would make those final decisions. And we don't want Torah ta'aseh kama Torah. But something
Wait,
has to be.
you put something in here. You're acknowledging that the Shofate view is legitimate as well.
Right. I disagree with your opinion, with you, the Shofet. I, Rabbi Yeshua, disagree with Rabbi Gamliel, but I have to admit that your view is valid enough that I'm going to, and that you have the, and you have the authority to say it, so I'll accept your view.
No, but they're not saying you can acknowledge that they're somewhat valid or possibly valid. That's not part of
I
their.
guess the right. I use the word legitimate in meaning it is possible to obey it. I mean, there may be decisions that really are absolutely immoral that you're not going to obey.
Well, the example they're giving is left and right. There's no two
Yes.
ways about it, but you still have to follow.
You have to follow because it's still legitimate. It is possible to follow that opinion, even though you know it's wrong. I guess that's what I mean by legitimate. It's possible to follow it.
What does that mean?
I can work on this day, even though my calculations and my understanding of the witnesses today is Yom Kippur.
Well,
I
it's always
can.
possible. I mean, I think that line is wrong, Danny. But they're not saying, oh, he has his opinion, I have my opinion, I think I'm right, but I acknowledge maybe he's right.
No, I don't
Yes.
want to say it. I acknowledge maybe he's right, but I acknowledge that he has the authority to make that decision. Does that make
Well,
sense?
yeah, that makes sense, but not
That's
that
what I
his
mean by
view is
legitimate.
legitimate as well. I acknowledge that the Shofet has the authority.
Okay, I'll put that there.
No?
Yeah, okay, I'll let's see. I mean, I think that's what I'm trying to say, but I am acknowledging that the Shofet. Has the
To impose his or whatever, has the authority to
make
decide
the
what is
final
le
decision. How's
legitimate
that?
opinion.
Make the final decision?
I don't know, the authority to lay down the law or.
Okay, let's see how it looks at the lay down the law.
Right.
Okay, I'll give it
Yeah.
that. Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's what they're saying, left
Right.
and right. There's
Right. I
no.
was to say, okay. But I do want to
Yeah.
point that
Okay.
the Kim Chaim is part of that idea, that it's still, these are all Torah. We have to say that, but both people are working toward Torah. And this way the Ron puts,
Right.
this is.
Well, maybe let me think. Maybe you're right. Maybe okay, left the left and right example, right? But maybe you made a mistake. Is
And
that the idea that I
well, the
cannot,
idea
I
is
know,
we're
I
developing
believe
is that
very
there isn't
deeply.
that we have to acknowledge there isn't some absolute right and wrong. There isn't some absolute truth
Right,
and falseness
right,
here.
right,
Okay?
right.
That's not a matter of epistemology. It's certainly not a matter of ontology of what is real. We're talking about
Right.
the nature of emet here, okay? That's always the way the Ron puts it.
Okay, so
What are we
maybe it
saying?
was good the way it was, that I might be making a mistake.
Okay, and I want to say it's not about making a mistake. No, it
Oh.
implies that there is an absolute right and absolute wrong.
Oh.
See, I'm telling you, that's not the way it works. We're not claiming anywhere that absolute. We're going to look at that.
Okay,
We're
so
not
all
claiming
we're
there's an absolute.
acknowledging that his view will prevail. That's it.
That's it. Okay, so this is the way the Ron, this is the Ron, Drashot HaRan. It's quite
Okay.
this broad philosophical look at, what does it mean to say, okay, I know, I'm basically. Yamina Smol is talking about left and right. But this is saying, what does God want to happen? And
Right.
based on the Torah, this is what it says, and clearly God wants this. and you tell me clearly, God, what's this? And I got to listen to you.
Right.
A parsha zot, yishoresh haTorah v'yisodeh. This parsha, right? This what we look like is the basis of Torah. Ki efshar shishtavua chachamim, as same words as the Ramban used, right? There's a possible that chachamim both mean the same. Bechol kula, all of them the same. B'dinim ha'pratim ha'mitaldim bechol yom, and all these things that come up every day. L'chein l'salei kol safek m'Yisrael. Therefore, in order to remove uncertainty, tzivta Torah liot machriya machloket kita Sanhedrin. So that we're going to have this, we're going to find this class of people we're going to call in Greek the Sanhedrin, those who stand together, right? The Shofet HaShe Be'emahim B'machum. And that way, there's no way to have any kind of doubt, final doubt at the time. So that won't be actually explained, decided. And Kachim Perak Hakim, this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tanya Rav Yossi. Tchila lo heita machloket b'Yisrael. Originally, there was no machloket. Certainly, there was lots of disagreements, but no long-lasting machloket. El beitin shel shivim ve'achad haya yoshev b'lishkat hagazit. You have the Sanhedrin, the beitin of 71. Based on the original Zakanim from the time of Moshe, tradition since then that we're sitting there in the chamber of hewn stone, and you had all these lower courts throughout all the cities of Israel. And then Hutzrak, and so someone has a question to ask, a case to try, Shogal. And then you would go to your local court and you ask Imshamu if they could decide, Amrulahem, they would tell this is the decision, and Chule, etc. If there was any doubt, Elo ve'elo ba'in l'shkat ha'gazit. You'd eventually bring it up to l'shkat ha'gazit, Shama Sanhedrin, Yoshvim, Sha'al Shelah b'fehem, and they would present the case before them. Imshamu Amrulahem, if the answer was obvious, they would say immediately, they could decide by consensus. In love, if not, omdim al minyan, then you sat there and debated, and then you took a vote. Achrei rabim, the Torah says that. Rabu atmi atmi tim'u, and if majority says tame, or whatever the case needed deciding, then it's tame, rabu amitarim taru. That's the Gemara. But Mishrabu tamidi ba mitshama beit hillel. After the time of Hillel and Shammai, the last of the Zugot, their students, Shiloh Shimshu Kol Sarachan, they didn't work hard enough to see what that means. Then Rabba Machloka B'Yisrael, then the argument started. They will unwilling to accept it, even if the majority with you, I'm not going to accept your opinion. And I said, Torah Kishtei Torah, then you ended up with effectively two Torah. That's all from the Gemara. But Ron says that the fish is the ikar hadat. So this is the principle. That's why the Torah is so harsh on this zakeh mamre, the rebellious elder who goes against them. Ma'od, beitim kol, until the halacha is that if beitim said no, we'll forgive him, even though he is going against our declaration. Ein mochlin, you can't, they cannot forgive.
Well, it's a
It's
little
a little
irony
iron.
there, no? With saying you always have to listen to the Beit Din, and if they say, forgive the other side, no, you can't forgive them.
Right. It is a little bit ironic, right? That they don't have that power. They don't have the power to give up their power.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. And we go
Right.
back to the kind of sounds like Karl Popper's paradox of tolerance.
So, in the time of Hillel and Shammai, like let's say the Hanukkah candles, people lit them differently?
Right, so you don't have to decide every case. It's okay to have different minhagim there. And clearly, in the Hanukkah candle example, the halacha is near Ishu Beito, one candle was the original takana. And then there's the other ones were mehudarim, and different people could be mehudar in different ways. That wasn't something that needed to be absolute. It doesn't count as shtei torot if people.
Oh, but they always say, do they say, like, so Beit Hillel says this, Beit Shammai says that, the
Right, so this
halacha
is.
could be this. They tell us who the
Right,
halacha is
yeah, we
like.
decided that eventually. Right, so the Gemara says
Right.
originally they were arguing that it wouldn't agree. At this point, later on, it was halacha generally like Hillel. But we have lots of other machlokot which still happen. We don't have any central authority to do that.
So,
The,
but we had the Israel people, they had a central authority from the desert, right? Day
right.
one.
Right. So
So
that's
they
a going.
disagreed, but then they had to follow one way. People weren't doing it differently.
Right. For things that ha needed a final decision, when you came to the Zakenim, this quote, the Sanhedrin, right, the Shivim Be'echad, they would decide.
Okay.
And that would be, that's halacha.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Okay. So the Ron relates this to an important principle about the way we learn and understand Torah. Okay, so this Gemara in Bava Batra, Amar Amemar, Chacham Adif Minavi. Chacham is better than Navi. General principle. What does that mean? Okay, it sounds very impressive. So the Ron, this is the Ron way I understand it. Because for a Navi makes declaration, there's a mitzvah to obey it. That's in the next chapter after it's still in this week's parsha. That's the Navi part. Navi mikibracha mechach kamoni yakim mechach. Moshe says that there will be Navim who will come up just like me. Elav tishmun, you shall listen to him, them. Yeah, isha asher lo yishma devarai asher yidaber b'shmi, and the person who will not listen to them, the Navi who's speaking in my name, anochi adrosh mimo, I will punish them, I will seek them out. I mean, God said you were punished, but that authority is limited, right? Because we know Torah says, Elam mitzvot shitzivashem Moshe ben Yisrael. These are the mitzvot. Gemara says, Ein navi rashai l'chadesh davar. Navi can't come up with new halachot. A statement about Navi has no halachic authority and also no interpretive authority. Can't say, God told me this is what the pasuk means. Okay, God, he can say, and we believe, and assume we believe it as a Navi, can say that Hashem said, now you have to do this. That's a Hurat Shah. That doesn't have precedence. What's the noun there? It doesn't have precedential value.
Value,
Yeah.
value, authority, presidential.
It doesn't have, right. It doesn't,
Wait.
right. It doesn't, it does has, it doesn't create a precedent, basically.
Okay.
I would say that. You can't reason from that to other cases, period. It's just that. Okay? But for the Chacham, you have to listen. And the Ran says, continue. Navi Navi has to say what he's heard. God says this, that's what this is. Loshi can't add anything from his own understanding. Vim yomer amet, and therefore, if the Navi is telling the truth, mitzvah lenu lishmo lo, you have to obey the Navi. Navi says God says this, we'll obey here. And if the Navi is saying something that's not true, the Navi is lying. When I quoted, mitzvah levilti shemo, it's a mitzvah not to listen, in fact, to put him to death. Navi sheker. Achachacham is adif is better. Hen sheyomar emet olo yomar mitzvah lishmo.
Says the Chacham.
The Chacham, whether he's telling what I would call truth or not, doesn't matter. The mitzvah is there, right? The chacham in the sense of the shofet, the central who has the authority
Yeah,
there.
but who is saying this? A Chacham is saying this, not a Navi. Oh, who
Well,
is saying this?
Navi.
The Chacham you have to listen to, no matter what. It's a
Right, we're
Chacham
saying that
telling
that's
us
what
that.
the. Right. I mean, the Navi would agree that, okay, that. Again, I
Right.
guess the Nevi is lying. The Nevi agreed that, okay, that God tells me
Right.
this is God's word, but can't figure this out. There's no room for being wrong or no possibility. It's either yes or
Right.
no. Okay?
Right.
Right? It says, Zed nimshal kol chacham, this is the Ron continues. Zed nimshal kol chacham v'chacham, shebe'er devar badato. That's what it means to be chacham. Hashem has said, look, here's the Torah. Every human being has to understand it. And they have to stand it according to their own understanding. Hence, your memet or lo yomaro. Whether it corresponds to some abstract sense of what God truly wants. We have no idea of what God truly wants. Hashem says, fine. This is left to the understanding of the Chacham, or in this case, of the, the vote of the majority of the Chachamim who
So
make.
we're back where we started, like.
Right. And that's the point, is that we're not, it's emet or lo, whether it's true or not, right? I am looking at this, and clearly this is not emet. Doesn't matter. K'moshe nag Rabbi Yeshua im Rabban Gamliel. Okay, he's quoting that story, the way Rabbi Yeshua
Yeah.
acted on Gamliel. What you said is clearly not emet. There's no possible way that the moon could have disappeared. Shebatzle Rabbi Yeshua says, fine, that's the way the halach works, that we make the decision. And the Gra goes even further. I love this midrash in the Gra here. That Hashem changed the definition of emet to allow human beings aside. There is some absolute emet, some absolute truth. Human beings can't handle that. We don't know what absolute truth is.
But it exists. We just don't know it.
That's a matter of faith. So that's a right. So that's a yeah. So I'm a postmodernist then in that sense. Okay. All we have are approximations to truth. And this is the Midrash. Amar Sima. B'shesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu livrot et ha'adam rishon. God comes and wants to create mankind. Nasu malachei asheret kitim kitim. All the malachim may divide it up into camps.
What'd
Chaburim
they
chaburim.
make?
Into camps. Different political parties.
Katim is a
Ket.
group?
Yeah,
Oh.
Ket is a group, a block. Chaburut, chaburut, different chaburut.
Katim, I don't know that word.
Yes.
Katim, huh?
Yeah, that's a chance. I know it again.
You'd think you'd know it.
He wants to translate it as a sect.
Oh, cut Tim.
Yeah,
Okay.
but sect is almost
It's a
sounds too
similar one
break
little
away.
one syllable, one quick word.
Okay.
Cut is a sect. Okay.
Okay, I like the word BLOC, a block, like a political block. Some of them said, we had the pro-humanity and the anti-humanity parties among the Malachi Asharim. And this is what the pasuk in Tehillim says: Chesed ve'emet nifgashu, tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Now, what's funny is that the chaplain at my hospital, St. Luke's, always has like a little verse of the day in the morning. And she loves this one, that truth and mercy and truth met, justice and peace kissed, and the Medrash is saying you're misinterpreting the pasuk. If gashu means met in battle, nashaku means brought neshek, brought weapons against each other.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that the pasuk is not talking about how wonderful everyone got along, but how all these are the malchei asheret, these are the ketiyot.
Oh,
Chesed
that's
amar.
really quite a mis. Oh, that's a great. Wow. Now that you mention it, Neshek is a weapon, right?
Yeah,
And a kiss. How did that happen?
it's a way to become close to another person
Oh.
in different ways, very different
Yeah.
ways.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Chesed Amar Yivra. Chesed was on the pro-humanity side. Shu Gomel Chesed said that human beings are capable of doing Chesed. Emet Amar Al Yivra. Truth said, don't create human beings. Shekulo Shkarim. Like human beings, not just they're going to lie, but they're all lies. They have no sense of Emet. There's no possibility for a human being to say Emet because Emet is too, everything that they say has got to have some condition, some ifs, but you can't say it. Statement that's completely true. Tzedek Amar Yivra, Tzedek goes in favor of humanity. Shalom says, human beings can do justice. Shalom Amar Ayivra, Dekule Katata. Shalom says, don't create human beings because they're all arguing. So, Ma Akar Tzakash Baruch Hu, Natalemet, Nasim
Kitata is to argue, kitata.
Katata. Yeah, we say that in Rosh Hashanah. Look in the davening. We have when that's one of the things we add after modim
Yeah.
mentions kitata as argument.
Kitata. Okay.
Let's see how Google wants to translate that. A brawl. Oh, that's a good word.
That's a good word.
They brawl. They're all always brawling. It's like a bar.
Kitata.
Okay.
Okay, two new words, keta, cat, and
That's that.
kitata.
It's a map, but same source as kita, meaning class. The ket.
No, it's not that churish.
Yeah. Same
K
right. Not ket.
kitata isn't.
No. This no.
Yeah,
The
yeah.
ket.
Yeah.
Ket meaning
Okay.
block. It means the same thing. The same as shiroshi.
Yeah.
So masaka. So what does that have to do? It's two to two, right? Chesed and Tzedek say yes, Emet Shalom say no. So Masa Kadosh Baruch Hu Nato Emet B'Shlichu La'aretz. So Hashem takes Emet, takes truth, and throws it on the ground. Ah, so now it's two to one. Create human beings. It's you who says Pasuk Daniel, but Tashlich Emet Aretz cast truth down to the earth.
Oh,
Like
that's this Emmet. Boy, what an interpretation of that pasuk.
this is great. Amru Malachi Hashar L'tnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the other Malachim says to Hashem, Ribono Olamim, oh my God, OMG, Matam, what are you doing? Mevazeh Tachsis Al Tichsiyah. You are spurning the your bejeweled amulet, right? You are all about Emet. How can you throw it down to the ground? So Hashem says back, Tala Emet Emet. I'm throwing it to the ground because it's going to come out of the earth. It's going to grow on earth now. You can see if the next pasuk says,
Oh.
Emet me eretz titzma. I'm not throwing it away. I am casting it into the earth. So the Vilna Gaon says, what is this? What is very strange medrash? What does it all mean? Kavanah kachu. What this means? Demet amar al yivre mipnei hashikarim. Truth said, you can't create human beings. They're all lies. Meaning, the truth is there is floundering among thousands of confusions and doubts. You don't know what point is true right now. Human beings cannot
Observe.
absorb that one point of truth, right? Our brains can't handle truth. So,
Is that
Masa.
what lakloa means, to absorb?
Yeah, that sounds right. Well, the cloth is to absorb. We'll swallow up, hit. Okay.
Hit?
Yeah. Nukudatame. You know, like hitting a target.
And how do you say absorb?
Kalita with a cat.
Oh, right. It's a different word.
To absorb.
Yeah. So this is a different word, right?
Yeah, it's the claw to
Okay.
hit. With their incentive to hit that exact point there on the target there, there's too much understanding. There's no, you can't know truth. So, Masa, what does Hashem do? Masa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yishlich Emet Arzai, threw it down to the ground. So, Masa, Masa, Hamet, Masari, Torah, Chachmala, Matar, gave human beings the authority to decide truth. Truth in Halacha is now defined by what Ashofer Sheyeh Mahem will say.
Oh, so it
So,
says
it's a little bit.
he threw Emmet down. It sounds like he did it in anger. No.
Right, that's what he's saying. No, he's saying, okay, we're not gonna. Right, I have this Malchei Asharei, this
I'm going to give
angelic level
Emmet
of
to
truth.
human being, to
I'm giving
earth.
Emet to
Let
him.
them figure it out. And
In
what they
other
decide
words,
will be
a little bit
Emmet.
different. The Ran says whether the Chacham says Emet or not. The Ragra says no. But what the Chacham says is by definition the Emet. In these kinds of
Yeah.
decisions, Torah is now Emet is now in the hands of human beings.
Wow.
Bish yes, gimuhem ken yakum. Nemra eret me eret emet me eretz titzmach.
Oh.
Mishatana karish bracha tol Yisrael tiva batzmo. Hashem, as it were, commanded himself. The chance in Mivalei is safek batara yakum psak halacha sheber hachamim kim davka kefi sheyavinu sura Torah bozol zulata. Hashem says, no, there's a question about how Torah is decided. You're not going to come back to me to ask. Whatever, as it were, I would have said, what I meant when I wrote the Torah, that's not emet anymore. It's now what the Sanhedrin decides. Right? Okay. So we have the same story of Tanur Shalachnai. Sheyetzah bat kol, Amar Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar. We know
Oh,
that story.
yeah.
Right? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, same Rabbi Yeshua, by the way,
Oh.
Disagree with Rabbi Gamliel and willing to concede Rabbi Gamliel here when Rabbi Yeshua was in the majority. He says Yeshua stands up in Raglav, right?
Oh.
The same, Rabbi Yeshua is being consistent.
Yeah.
Okay, I know the truth, and just like you, Rabbi Lazar, know the truth here in this case. I knew the truth back there, but I know how it's supposed to be decided. That Rabbi Gamliel now decides truth, right? Sanhedrin decided. That the decision only came out of the hands of the decisor God, that we don't listen to Barkal.
He was in that story with the, what was the famous story, the oven?
The oven, right? So it's the Achtanura of Achnai. The oven basically made out of Lego, and the question is it tame if you take it apart? You know, if it's made out of parts, does that count as? Yeah, something that if you break something apart, it loses its tumah.
Rabbi Yoshua was in that story?
Right, Rabbi Yeshua was the leader of those who said it's tameh. Rabbi
Oh.
Lezer said it's tahar, and Rabbi
Oh.
Lezer is the one who said, well, Eliezer rather, said Eliezer said it, you know, said show the signs, and Rabbi Yeshua said we don't listen to the signs, we don't listen to Batkol.
Yeah.
That was Rabbi
Okay.
Yeshua, same Rabbi Yeshua,
Okay, so
but he's
he's
consistent.
right. When he was in the minority, he recognized them. Yeah, he's right. So he's a consistent guy.
That's good. We like consistent.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't look at any kind of creation. The things that relevance to religious matters, you go according to the Chacham, the Matabar is here on earth. That's the Gra's understanding. Hashem
Okay.
threw the truth down to ground. And so Moshe Feinstein says, this is the message about in the famous Midrash about Moshe Rabbeinu and the crowns on the letters. You know the crowns
Oh,
on the
and he
letters?
goes to the yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva. Is that the
Right.
one?
Right. So this is the introduction to Igrot Moshe, where he's talking about
Oh.
making Psak Din, and then he's got to make
Oh.
Psak Din according to his understanding. So Uvzeh Biyarti. This is the way I would explain. Masha Ita, this is what's brought in the Gemara Menachot. Right, Moshe went up to the heaven, and he's going to get the Torah Matzak L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. She sees Hashem there, sitting at his desk, Koshek Tarim Lotiot. He's tying crowns to the letters. Moshe says, "Oh God, Mimakev Al Yadcha. Who's forcing you to do that?" Hello, Adam Echad Yesh said, "There is a person who there will be." Akiva ben Yosef Shemo. Kiva, that will learn from every little point, piles and piles of halachot. Right? And that's when Moshe says, let me go see him, etc. And that's the rest of the story. But he's asking about this Ketarim. All right, let's move on. Let's Ketarim. What does it mean? Hashem's tying crowns to the letters. We understand what it means in terms of literally, we put little decorative crowns on the letters of the
Right, it
Kabbalah.
wasn't a metaphor, right?
Right. Right. But it's presumably this, I mean, Hashem's not sitting, is not tying. This is all metaphor.
But those
Okay.
crowns are from the earliest manuscripts, right? I mean,
Yes. Right. So we put them on representing this idea. What does the midrash mean? So this is what he's saying. Okay,
wait,
Sheshav.
who puts the crowns on? Humans or God?
Well, when human
Literally,
beings
like,
write the Sefer Torah, human beings are putting those crowns. Is that what you're saying? This the Midrash is seeing God as having tied the crowns on them on the original Torah. That he's Hashem is writing up in heaven.
okay.
Okay, that's the image that Hashem is a scribe and literally tying crowns to the letters, not drawing
Okay.
them on there. He's tying actual crowns on there. That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
We have symbolic crowns on there, which represent the idea here. So he's asking, what is a crown? What does it mean to be tying crowns? Look at Sheshla Moshe Mima Akev, right? What does it mean, Mima Akev? What's forcing your hand? What do you mean force? What is he asking? What does he mean? Well, the fish Mashe Bayarti, way I understand, it means specifically crowns, meaning what? Otiot Hashem is saying, you know what? You know who the king is, who the ultimate authority is? It's the letter, it's the letter of the law. The milta, that when it comes to actually making decisions, I am taking the crown off my head, God says, and putting it on the words of the Torah. The Chacham will come and will compare one thing to another, Yifsuk Adin, Kifi, and will decide according to their understanding. Talmud, Yotzei Torah, going through all the letters of the Torah, the words of the Torah, see what's written there. Even though the Chacham may not actually decide what was originally true, what Hashem had said, this is what I meant when I wrote it. That's no longer relevant. Loi da 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 Kadosh Baruch Hu came. That wasn't Hashem's original opinion. The Kadosh Baruch Hu natanat zera Yisrael. Hashem gave the Torah to Israel. Shiasu kefishe abinu etakatuv, that they will do according as the way they understand the Torah. But in Musar Baal Peh b'Sinai, according to the words of the Torah, according to the Torah Baal Peh, they will give the tradition they have. You human beings are going to decide. Lo b'Hashemayim here anymore. That's what it means to put crowns on the Torah. Kefiya havaratam, according to understanding. Hashem is not going to interfere anymore in deciding what the Torah is. That's Lo B'Shamayim. Hiskim mitchila lavrat Torah. Hashem says, I'm going to agree with, I will go with whatever the Chachamim will decide. Nimshe says, where the letters of the Torah are the king now. That we have to do according to what I understand from the words of the Torah, including the Torah. It's very strange, right? Even that isn't Hashem's understanding, right? In other words, it's not some, it doesn't correspond to the actual emet. The world was created this way with this purpose, and you're saying something completely different. That doesn't matter. The Hashem says, here, Torah now belongs to you. That's what Moshe is asking. What's forcing you? What's forcing you to give up this power, oh God? Said Moshe Shalom. Right? At some point, human beings are going to do what you don't want. He says, that's
Why?
Kachalabadati.
So why? Why is he doing
Yidushu. And Chiyuv as being the ultimate example of that of the Drasha, telling on telling halachot to Hagdalat HaTorah, the Matzev Nektavim Nimsar, that this will be the
Wait, what is
growth of
that word?
which one?
B'chol hachamim tilin?
Al Tilim Shalachot, that's the word is here, Tilim piles. Piles of, that they would drosh, I call kutz v'kutz, Tilin b'tilin Shalachot, piles and piles of halachot.
Oh.
Okay, they'll increase Torah because we have this limited original text of Torah Nichtav Ben Yimsar and the Torah Shebaal Peh that was given, and they will expand. And that was my goal, is not so much Hashem is saying, is my goal is not to impose this, but to give Torah to you and you can learn and expand it.
Yeah.
L'chtov harbeh odabar in kitz, and to write everything out explicitly, it will be infinite. Shatorah hu b'lo kitz, well, there's no limit. So Hashem says, here, this is it, and I'm handing it to you. That was Mesirat Torah. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Igrot Moshe. And Rav
Well,
Hutner, right? And Rav Hutner goes in further. Chacham Adif Navi, why? Because the arguments, because we say that both of them have their place, and therefore we're giving it, the Torah is being given to human beings. The actual argument creates more Torah. So instead of having one rule, now we got two rules in the same space. Right? This is the Pachad Yitzchak.
So
Chiddush Od
now, but now we don't have a chacham like that. Well, I guess people say we do now and then, right? Each
Right.
door.
We don't have the absolute. We'll still have the machloket, the opinions where you can say this is Torah, and we need to wait to decide. And still, in any practical case, we need to decide it. The idea that they're both, there's no sense of absolute, and we're not here to look for absolute answer. That's still there, right? That is still there. You can't claim to have absolute emet. Hashem says it's not there. Human beings can't have it at all. And yeah, ideally you should have some kind of central authority that'll make practical decisions.
And where do we see this, like, not that the rabbis are saying it, but what's their basis? The thing we read about
The lotus
go
or
to the
that
central
you will
authority.
go to the shofet
You
asher
go to
b'inecha.
the central,
And
yeah.
the key phrase that Rashi pointed out is El hashofet asher yeh bayamim ahem.
Yeah.
Right?
Asheri yeba yamim
The one that's there in your time.
ha'im.
Right? You
Yeah.
don't have any others, you have no other source. And lotus from davar to yichayim small. Right. That is your authority. That's the Torah's authority. And
Yeah.
again, nowadays, how do you decide who has that authority? We'll just say Michael should have that final authority. Is that
So they
okay?
like the Chacham. The Chachamim like the Chacham.
Yes. And I will argue, you would argue if you're looking at the Navi also likes the Chacham in Tana.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
If he's a truthful Navi, right? We use that phrase, Talmid Chacham. We use it a lot, right? Talmid Chacham.
Yes.
Chacham.
Yeah. And it
We
has to be
like the
Talmid, that
Chacham.
student.
I
Let's.
think that's a, in some Sephardi, they call him the Chacham, not the Rav, right?
Yes. Yeah, right. As the Chacham Ovadia Yosef.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay,
He's a Chacham.
let's finish up here. This is the route. This again, this Pachad Yitzchak. It says Chidush Od Yoter Gadol. This is even bigger Chidush. We bring a novelty. Yotzei Lenu Mikan. Come out of this. Ki Merubahi Midat Habtalat Kolcha Shel Torah Shabal Peh Hamitgaleh Machloket HaDeyot. That the
Proliferation.
That the there is a greater Havdalat highlighting emphasis the power of Torah that is revealed through the Machloket that Me'asher B'Makom Haskamat, that you get more, you can see more Torah from disagreements than from agreements.
Havtala is what?
Havdalat is, is it
Boy,
Havlat?
I'm learning
That'd be
these
okay. I should
basic
be
words. It should be Havla.
Havlata, not Havtala is the Bitul. That's, I think, let me go grab my.
Havtalat kocha shel Torah. Ki anami kan ki merubah merubahi
I'm
midat.
looking at it. It looks like that the idea that you get more, you learn more Torah from disagreement
Just,
because now you got two opinions, both of which
yeah.
have something to, you have something to learn from. But let me look at the actual source.
Have
This is Gimel
Havdalah,
Dalet
could it be
of
Havdalah?
not have the
No.
lead that the Shabbat Yiddish,
Havtalat
yeah,
kocha.
it's Havlata. There we go. That's what I
Oh,
thought.
okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Havtalat would be.
Oh, Danny, I'm so useful.
You are absolutely have. Lata, that's the emphasis. Yeah.
And
Right,
what does that mean?
Havlatat. I always translate as highlight, emphasize.
Put it into that duck.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Embossing.
Oh, I see.
Prominence.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, not bitul, but okay, that the prominence of the power of Torah Shebaal Peh is revealed through machloket more than through haskama. Nothing wrong with machloket, right? Machloket shemayim, so it lasts forever. Since both opinions have aspects of Torah, both of them have the potential to have been emet as well. And presumably the true emet is some subtle thing deeper than we can understand. That even the rejected opinion, the one that is rejected from halacha, dat Torah. It is a Torah, valid Torah, it is a Torah opinion. And that's where it goes. It's still legitimate. I will still discuss it. We'll decide one way or the other, but it still has aspects of Torah. Nimtaki machlo tam Torah, megalet Torah. So that when they argue, we've got lots more Torah there. We're thinking about more aspects of Torah than if we just all agreed.
Okay.
Milchamta shel Torah, that the battle in Torah, enana ofen echad ben ofanayim shel divrei Torah.
Wait, what do you mean the battle?
Milchamta shel Torah, when you're arguing with someone else about Torah.
Milacham. What's the word there? The
Milchama.
root. But then it's a chet, no?
Oh, is that right? Did I spell it wrong? It's quite possible. Again, this was I was just typing when I put that in, and I'm not perfect, despite what everyone thinks.
You are perfect.
As I'm saying, I say I'm not despite what you may think, I'm not perfect. Where am I here? Oh, it's a chet. You're right. Okay, cool. Where is it? Milchamta. Better?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so yeah, I need that's what I need. Oh, and it's another one right there. Milchamta Torah. Yitzirat Chiyuvit is a positive kid. Milchamta
That's nice
Torah.
putting. I like putting a positive spin on it.
Yeah. This fight over Torah is not one aspect of learning Torah. It is a positive creation
If
of.
it, but it has to be L'shem Shemayim
Right,
always.
right. That says it's machloket l'shem shamayim. That's the way
Yeah.
the Mishnah puts it. Both of your l'shem shamayim, then both of those, it's sofa kayem. Like the battle will last forever. Yes, one decision will be one way. Halach will be like one, but it's not saying that there's no Torah in the other opinion.
Right.
Yuvit. Right, that is a positive element. It will develop new paths of Torah. You wouldn't find them if you're just reading one opinion about Torah. And that's opposite of Navi, right? If you're speaking in the name of God, you're infallible. There's no room for other opinions, right? If you disagree with Navi, then you say he's Navi Sheker and you should put him to death. Okay? So that, say that. I feel Omer El Chayyim, min shu smol, smol shemin doesn't limit, is not a principle of limits. My understanding of Torah is the principle I have to respect others' understanding of Torah. Even if I expense convincing others wrong, I have to allow that theirs may be the correct interpretation of Torah. And if a decision is made, right, if you need to make a decision, you need to make a decision. I have to take all valid opinions. And that, we go back to this problem with Hillel, Talmidei Hillel and Shammai. That's when it says that that's when the machloka really started, and this is the way the Gemara puts it. Misharabu zochalehalev. What I translate zochuk.
What's a hoch?
I looked that up, and what is that trying to translate? The arrogance. There we go.
Oh.
Was the arrogance was what Rabu Machlok Yisrael. Shrabu Talmid Shammai the Hillel. So Shammai and Hillel disagree with each other, but they still accept each other's opinions. You know, one without Buddha, that was fine. It was the Talmid, it was the Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai that had the permanent machlokes. So Shimshu called Tzarcha Rabban. They didn't understand their Rabbeim, Hillel and Shammai, well enough. Then Rabbi Machlok Yisrael and Asir Torah Kishtei Torah, that's when things split up. They weren't willing to concede when they were outvoted. And this is way Rabbi at Bar Ilan put it, zichichuta, this arrogance about knowledge, and garmala tamim liot b'duchim batzmam yotamidei. They were too sure of themselves that my way is true and your way clearly is invalid.
Yeah.
That was the problem. So we have Lichtenstein summarizes it. There is this vibrant and entrancing world within which exegetical debate and analytic controversy are the order of the day, and within which divergent, even contradictory views are equally accredited. The operative assumption is that inherently and imminently, raw material of Torah is open to diverse interpretations, that Gedolei Yisrael all fully committed and conscientiously and responsibly applying their talents. That's the same
Oh.
shaman there. And that becomes part of the problem of when you accuse others of not being committed and responsible and all that. That's when you reject them. That's a problem. Their knowledge to the elucidation of the text and problems may arrive at different conclusions. License have been given to them all to engage in the quest. Results all attain the status of Torah as terrible variant readings of Hashem and And that's right. And so that's what it means to say that you have to listen to what the Shofet says. I feel Omer Lachai Yamin Shu small, that no one has a monopoly on divine truth. I went there saying,
So would you say this applies to like someone who's recognized as gadol? Or Chacham.
So that is a question: is who count, who gets to be the shofet, right? Who counts as the Gedolei Yisrael committed and conscientiously applied to talk? That's where the I don't think within Jewish tradition there's a question that this principle is true. The question
Right.
is, who do we acknowledge as being a chacham?
Or a central authority, central,
Okay,
like.
so everyone. Okay, so I think that we're stuck with. We don't have a central.
We don't have that.
Right, we still have the idea of Gedolim that we'll ask questions of. But who counts as that? That's where our contemporary problem is. Whose opinions count as Divrei Elokim Chayim and whose are just, well, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer to that one.
What? What?
You say, well, I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
And the truth is when the Mishnah says, Aseilach HaRav, that's probably what it means, is that. That's part of your religious obligation is to figure that out for yourself. Who counts as a who is a chacham?
And also, part of our obligation is to argue and disagree and ferret it out and increase
Yes.
Torah that way.
Yes. Yes. That is part of your obligation. Okay, so that's your job is to continue keep arguing.
Boy, yeah. It's a lot.
I'm gonna stop
Yeah,
here.
I like Rabbi Yehoshua. I mean, I
I
like
do.
that he I like it, you
He
know.
went both he was consistent both ways. Whether he was the
Yeah.
majority or the minority, he says, okay, that's it,
Right.
that's the way it works. I'll
Right.
concede it. Okay, I'm gonna stop
All right, thank
there,
you. Good
stop
luck
recording.
Shabbos
Thank you.
morning. How's the Shabbos morning group? They listen?
They're
They
all
listen to me.
yeah, they're all good, yeah.
All right.
And they always come up with different kind of questions, so it's nice. So it's always there's always lots of increasing Torah because everyone's pushing it hard.
Nice. Yeah.